What's up, everybody? Welcome to Double Tap. We are on episode 20. That's one away from drinking age. Me. I'm a little laggy this morning, but today is Friday the 26th.
Yes, 26th. Maybe?
Yeah, 26th. Yeah. Not a whole lot going on in the gaming news, but we'll go ahead and jump right into everything as soon as we get the introductions out of the way. I am one half of the show, Dr. Ono, a.k.a. Dave.
About three quarters of the show, bud.
A.k.a. And with me, as always, is my homeboy.
Tony. But yeah, Dave, you're about three quarters of the show. I just chime in here and there.
Man, just because I'm bigger than you, bro.
I'm just the beauty, you know. I'm what people tune in to see.
It's really what it is.
Even though they don't see it.
I mean, they could always go back and watch the older episodes.
Right. They can just mute it and then just listen to the new one.
Or the one we did a few episodes ago, the video one that we did.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we got to get ready for another one of those.
We really do.
We got to figure out what our theme's going to be, man.
You know what? That's a good thing. Maybe if our listeners could throw us some suggestions, like we've been asking since the beginning. No. Yeah, I have no idea, dude. All kinds of stuff, like, coming up in the kind of immediate future, like September, August, all that stuff, but nothing that I could think of. If we were going to do anything, it should have been Batman.
Right.
Because, yeah. Batman.
Yeah, but, you know, we weren't proactive enough for that, so.
Mm-mm.
We're just going to have to wait and figure out what's coming out. We'll look it up here. I'm off the next 9 days. I don't work for the next 9 days. I'm really excited.
I think devoting episode to just a single character would be kind of off the point of having a theme episode.
Right.
Unless it's Deadpool, because that's totally fine. I'm okay with that. I don't mind talking about Deadpool for like 2 hours straight.
That's fine. I like Deadpool.
But no, Batman's cool. Before we get into that, let's go ahead and do some, like, news-ish topic or discussion. You have, like, one thing, because everything's been slow since E3.
Yeah, I mean, we're in that post-E3 drought of news.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I've seen, and I don't know how soon it's coming out or anything like that, the Walking Dead, or the Telltales, the people behind the Walking Dead series on, you know, your PC and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming out with a mini series, so this one's only 3 episodes long, and it's gonna be set. I think you play as Michonne, and it looks interesting. I don't know, 3 episodes. I don't know how they're gonna do a season pass. $10 to get all 3.
I don't see why not. I mean, if 20 is for 5, so I don't know. Maybe it'd be 15,
or maybe they just give it the whole mini series free.
That'd be nice.
We just want to say thank you for buying our games. You guys are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This one's on the house. But yeah.
Have a game on me.
So that's kind of cool. A couple other things real quick. They just released Borderlands, Tales from the Borderlands Episode 3. And yesterday they just released the PlayStation Plus edition of Drive Club.
Very nice.
I'm not a real big racer. You know, I don't really play a lot of racing either. Games. Like, yep. I bought Forza 5 and never played it.
But you said Forza 5s?
Yeah, Forza 5.
Forza 5?
Yeah.
Sounds like a bad movie.
Yeah.
Like a dirty, dirty movie.
But, yeah, I think I'm going to download Drive Club and check it out.
So it's free, or is it just discounted?
It's free, but it's not the full game. It's kind of like how, Gran Turismo, the prologue, kind of in a sense of how that was to GTA 5, or GTA, GT 5.
So like the Metal Gear Ground Zeroes?
Yeah, yep.
Gotcha.
But you don't have to pay for it. Well, you do, but you don't.
It's always nice to never have to pay for stuff.
Yeah. I'm a freeloader like that.
Yeah, me too. Want to come over for some food? I got some.
Right on.
But anyway, so that's pretty much it as far as the new info?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Sorry, I got wildebeest running in the background.
That's all right, man. But yeah, that's all I got for news-wise. I know we're getting ready to go into a new month, but we're kind of recording at that point where they haven't really listed the new games coming out free for your memberships. So yeah. I'll check later on while we're recording to see if they've posted them or not.
We'll probably have to wait till like
next week
before they tell us. Or knowing our luck tomorrow, they'll be like, hey, here's the list. Like, thanks, guys. We was only trying to tell people about it yesterday.
I'll tell you what, though. If they do post it before we record, I'll throw a link in our Facebook page, and you guys can follow us there at facebook.com/TheRealDoubleTap.
Yeah.
There's Facebook. One plug. I got one plug in there.
There you go. I got another one. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Pornhub. No, I'm just kidding. Only I'm on it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not even on it. Well, when I surf. Not me, specifically. Like, you can't go to Pornhub and then search for Dr. Ono. Or you might be able to. Something else might pop up, but not me. I have no idea. I don't go to Pornhub. I just hear people talk about it. Okay, anyway. Moving on to less awkward topics. Tony, it's in your box, homie.
Man, I honestly haven't played on Xbox or PlayStation. I've just been playing on PC lately. I've been playing that Marvel 2015.
For shame. No, I'm just kidding.
It's actually a decent game. It's I don't know if they can call it free-to-play anymore because you can buy stuff, but...
Microtransactions?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
So it's not anything you necessarily need.
Right, but you can earn all the characters and unlock them by playing the game. You don't have to spend real money to get it. You just gotta play a shit ton.
Oh, gotcha. So you're just lazy.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. No, I haven't spent real money on it yet, which I probably will buy a couple characters. Like I was talking to you before the show, I kind of want to get Deadpool. Right now I have Captain America and Punisher, so I want to get Hulk. They have like all kinds of characters on there.
What's the play style like?
It reminds me a lot of Diablo. You know, the camera view is the same. If you ever played World of Warcraft or anything like that, it's just the same. You have your skills are all on the keyboard the same way. You got a skill to your mouse clicks and plays just so, like those. It's a MMO with Marvel characters.
So are you controlling just a singular character or do you have like a troop with you?
You control a single character. Okay. And then there's other people playing that can run with you. You can team up and all that stuff. So
that'd be cool if you could team up, like if you were playing as Deadpool and you had someone as Cap and someone as Wolverine join you in your party.
Right.
There was a issue that I read not too long ago where Cap, Wolverine, and Deadpool were teamed up together, and it was pretty badass. So.
Oh yeah,
it's a pretty lethal combination.
And I signed in this week, and they were giving out free pets or whatever, and I got Groot as a pet. So that's kind of cool. And you can actually buy Groot as an actual character, too. So it's a baby Groot, the one...
Yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah. So what's the purpose of the pet?
I don't know exactly what he does. You give him, like, items that you're not using, and you have to give him so many goddamn items before he turns it into something. I haven't given him that many yet.
Huh.
So I'm assuming he turns, like, pieces of shit into a rare item.
Huh.
But you have to give him, like, a lot of shit.
If you give him enough, does he turn into Vin Diesel?
Yes.
Nice.
Hell yeah, dude.
Bald head and everything.
Yep. And he gets this badass American car and starts driving real fast.
I don't even remember what it was either. I was about to say something about that, but I can't remember what it was.
I was going to say, like, a Charger or something. But I know it's not a fucking Charger,
though. But I think that's wrong.
I think it's wrong, too.
I don't know. I'm not a car guy. Like, I know what I like, what looks good, but... I don't know the names of anything. That'd be Brendan.
Yeah.
Black Cat one level. He's a car guy too. He's a gun and car guy. He's typical.
It's definitely not a Charger.
No.
No, watch it be a Charger because we said that.
Yeah, right. I know. Hell, it might be for all I know. Yeah. Wasn't there an SS on there on one point?
Sure. That's hell. Usually anyway. Chevy though, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Not a car guy. I can tell you about my big wheel.
Right, right. Only thing I know about cars is I only drive Chevy.
Right. I would love to only drive Chevy, but unfortunately, I do have something that's not a Chevy. I don't want to talk about it.
We all make mistakes.
It happens. But anyway, so that's all. So that's all you've been dabbling in lately.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
What about you, Dave?
Dude.
Besides Batman, you played anything else?
No. Go ahead and steal my thunder, Eminem.
I wanted to. I seen you. You were getting all prepped for it. I was like, fuck it. Dive in.
Hell yeah. No, fuck you. I've been playing Batman. How about that?
He's like, Batman Arkham Knight.
I'm Batman.
All right, Dave. So tell me about it.
It's good.
Do you play as Quilt Man?
No, you play as Blank Man.
Blank Man. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
G5. Hello, Kimberly. But, no, dude, Batman, Arkham Knight, man. It's definitely the game to have right now. It's the last one of the series, from what I understand. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the last Batman game ever. Obviously, it won't be. And I just say obviously because it's a good moneymaker and it's a good game.
Now, real quick, before you get going on a tangent here. Now, this one, I'd never played the third one in the series, Arkham Origins.
You're fucking up then.
Does this one take place right after Arkham City?
Yes.
Because doesn't Arkham Origins goes back to the Origins, of course?
It takes place, I want to say it's like within months of Arkham City.
So I seen one of the trailers, so this might be spoilers. So mute it if you don't want to hear spoilers for the second one. Obviously Joker dies.
Right.
And they're cremating Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that trailer too?
Yeah, I saw it when I was playing it.
Okay, right on. So
that's actually the opening part of the game. Is you see like the Joker's body on the slab and everything else, but what you don't realize is you are the thing that's starting the fire. Like, I'm sitting here waiting for the fire to start, like in the video, and nothing's happening. So I start touching my sticks, and then all of a sudden the fire starts popping up and popping in and out. Like, the more I rotate the sticks or whatever, it's like, oh, I'm burning the Joker.
Oh, gotcha.
I almost didn't want to do it because, you know, I didn't want him to be dead because he's one of my favorite characters throughout the whole series. Even though he's a bad guy.
Right.
He's quite the dick of a bad guy. But, I mean, like, he's just entertaining, you know? He's, like, the exact thing that makes Batman interesting other than, you know, just him being human.
Yeah, I mean, if he was fighting purse snatchers all day, it wouldn't be a fun game.
Right, exactly. So, but no, so you start off the game and you basically cremate Joker, then it goes just like the trailer, it shows, it puts you in the point of view of a cop in a diner, and, you experience, Scarecrow's fear toxin firsthand, and it's really interesting. And what the trailer doesn't tell you is that you can choose whether or not to open fire into the crowd of people that are in the diner. And you can just choose to let it play out, and you just get knocked out anyway, but you don't kill anybody. There's really no consequence that I know of to fire the gun or not fire the gun. But I just didn't, just because I wanted to see if I had the option to not shoot.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting. And then the game takes off from there, and it's so good looking. It looks really beautiful. All the detail that they put into the game, and Gotham is such a huge, huge environment. And they split it up into like three different islands. And, it's just really good. Like, you get to start off with most of the skill set and tools that you had from the previous games, like the line gun, and then, you know, the dive bomb and like all kinds of stuff. But then the newest addition that you get to play with, like right out the gate, is the Batmobile.
Oh, nice.
So
you get it right away. You don't have to wait. Nothing.
Yeah, no, you don't have to like unlock it or it's like right there. Like after you do like the first initial like movement, like when you kind of like leap off of this bridge that he's sitting on, and it's so easy. Like whenever you're in an area that it's accessible, because like when you go to a new island, sometimes the bridge to the island is not lowered. So gotcha. You obviously can't call the Batmobile, even though the Batmobile is totally capable of jumping a freaking bridge. Like, I don't, like, this thing is so OP, I don't understand why they won't make it jump the gap, but whatever. But, until you unlock the bridge, you can't pull the Batmobile to the new area. But when you can, you just push, I play on PS4, so I push L1, and wherever you're at is summoned to the Batmobile, and like you could be jumping from the top of a building and you push L1, it automatically transitions into this like small cinematic where it shows Batman like dive bomb into the cockpit of the Batmobile.
Oh, nice.
So sweet. It's so badass.
So how long did you just do that in the game? Just like scale a building and then just jump off and see how often you fall in the Batmobile?
I really wasn't trying to like just dick around too much with that, just because I was like, there's so many things to focus on, because like they evacuate all of Gotham. There's only like maybe a handful of actual people left in the town.
Yeah.
So like just cruising the streets, there's nothing but thugs to fight.
Right.
And if they come into contact with a car, because you know Batman doesn't kill, like if you accidentally like run one over, finger quote, it like just shows you like bumping them away from the car with electricity, because the Batmobile has this like electromagnetic field that repulses anybody that touches it away from it. So you don't ever technically run somebody over with the car. You just like bump them off of you like a bumper in a pinball.
That's kind
of
corny.
It is. But
just own up to it, Batman. You've killed before and you know it.
It keeps with the theme, but
right.
If you get your kill on, you can go do the DLC missions where if you pre-ordered, I can't remember if it's specifically a pre-order bonus, but the Red Hood missions, pretty fun. Because yeah. Red Hood don't give a shit about nobody. He's got dual pistols. He actually kills everyone and everyone. And you can, you know, just let loose with him. He's got some pretty cool mechanics, too. But then there's Harley
Quinn. Did you do those missions already? The ones with Red Hood?
I did, like, one and a half.
Gotcha.
And it's actually pretty difficult because you're not worried or focused on stealth or not killing anybody, and like all the action is like, you know, a lot faster paced, so it's pretty interesting to play as Hood. And then there's the Harley Quinn missions too, and those are pretty cool, and they're all like actual story based missions, unlike the previous Batmans where the different characters you could play as were like combat challenges.
Gotcha.
You know, where like Deathstroke is just like he was a combat, and so was Joker. They were all combat challenges. These are actually story-driven missions that you play as. So I like that better because I'd rather go through, a narrative rather than, okay, you get to beat the shit out of a crap load of, you know, nobodies
right.
as this character. Which is fun and everything else, but you don't get anywhere with it, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yep.
There's no progression, so...
Did you buy the season pass on this game?
No, I did not. I haven't bought any of the DLCs for any of the Batmans, and it's not the fact that I don't like him enough, or like the game enough, but it's just that there's... Especially with this E3, there's so many things to pre-order and so many things to pay for and everything else that I'd rather spend my extra monies on... You know, things that I know are going to last longer.
Right.
And the Batman DLC typically doesn't come out till like months and months down the line. So I'd rather just use it for other games that are coming out months and months down the line.
Right. You can always use that game once you beat it as trade-in credit. And once they come out with a Game of the Year edition with all the DLCs,
right.
get it cheaper.
Right. But see, I never did that, which is actually smart. It's a smart way of looking at it. It's a smart thing to do. But I don't know, call me OCD, call me whatever, but I love having the games with the original box art. I don't like collecting the greatest hits, because it changes the box art, it changes the way it looks. So I like having the original, so I never trade in any of the Batman games because they're some of my favorites. So it's like this one, I'm probably not going to trade this one either, and I didn't do that with the others. But it's actually a smart idea. Like I said, I'm just weird. You guys don't have to do what I do.
So how many hours do you think you have in already? It just came out Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
I know you've been working all week and stuff.
Yeah, I've been chipping away at it when I've been getting home. I probably put in about a couple hours a night. So I probably got about maybe 10 hours in it.
I know you're real meticulous when you play games, you know, like searching everything. How does it give you a percentage of how far along in the story you are, like it did in the other ones?
It actually does. You get a percentage, like there's a whole like info page that you could pull up at any time to check on your progress on like side quests and main missions and everything else. And I don't know why, but this time around, I haven't really spent a lot of time on the side quest, but I think it's only because previous experiences taught me that you can only get so far until you can't go any further, because the main story is holding you back from doing the rest of the side quest. So, like, the Riddler stuff right now, I was working on that because I was just wanting to get the Catwoman stuff done. And, well, okay, I should explain, because I was talking to you earlier, but I was
talking to you.
So, at one point in the game, the Riddler shows up again like he does in the other ones. But this time, a lot of his challenges pertain to your skills with the Batmobile. So, like, he has these challenge rooms where you have to solve the puzzle of the driving course you're on with the Batmobile and using its different abilities to get through it. So, it can be kind of taxing, only because it's like, I really don't care to solve puzzles via race.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, it's new and it's different and it's like never really been done before, so it's kind of cool. But Riddler's kidnapped Catwoman because he knows that, you know, Batman has a certain affinity for her or whatever. And, so he set up all these different challenges. Some of them are racing, some of them are puzzle, and some of them are like fighting puzzle, which is weird because he has these robots that he custom made. And depending if they're like red or blue, only Batman or Catwoman can dismantle them.
Oh,
or
gotcha.
Beat the shit out of them, whatever. So like it's kind of interesting to see. You can transition between characters too when you're partnered up with somebody. So like when I'm partnered up with Catwoman, if I tap L1, I can switch back and forth between Catwoman and Batman. And it's kind of a cool mechanic because you know how normally you have your takedowns, like if you push like square next, he'll do a special takedown.
Yeah, yep.
Well, this one, if you tap L1 when it prompts you to, you'll do like a tag team takedown where like Batman will launch an enemy in the air and Catwoman will jump up and like surf him down to the ground and like punch him out or whatever. Or like Catwoman will throw a dude up in the air, then Batman will come out of nowhere with a dragon kick and just slam him into the wall.
Right.
So it's actually really cool to do, and it's a neat mechanic that I feel like they should have implemented a little while ago. But you know, you learn as you go, especially like, you know, in the gaming industry, that's more true than anything because you don't know what the people are gonna like until you try it.
Gotcha.
So but like I know, like I make games all the time. But I'm just saying, as a game from a gamer point of view, you know, when they finally do something new and something neat that they never did before, I feel like that the only thing that was holding them back from doing it is trying it.
Right.
You know? So I just imagine from their point of view, the developers and stuff, that they never know themselves until they take a risk on it. And you know, in that industry, it is a risk because you never know whether or not the fans are going to like it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, no, that was one of the things I can't get further on now because I have to have access with the Batmobile to a different island, and I don't yet, so I can't continue with this last grouping of Riddler challenges. So I just been kind of going through the main story missions because that's the only way to get through to the main areas.
Right. So yeah, I know you haven't had too much time to actually drive the Batmobile, or have you? I mean,
yeah, like, actually, it's like
how does it control then? Like,
man, at first it's a little
better rough. Than Grand Theft Auto controls, or
not? I'd say it's about close to the same amount of difficulty.
Okay,
like when you first get into it, it has actually two different modes. It's got combat mode and driving mode. And depending on, you know, which button you're holding down or not holding down, that's what mode you're in. So like L2, if you hold down L2,
yeah.
It switches into combat mode, which the sticks control the movement. You don't move very fast. It's kind of like a way slower paced way to go, but you can move 360 degrees. And it's really kind of, like, think like the tank movements back in Resident Evil.
Yeah.
But with more freedom.
Okay.
So it's really whatever direction you're facing. If you push the left stick forward, you'll move that direction. Gotcha. But when you're driving, holding down, I think it's R2 is the acceleration. You got to hold down R2 to go forward, and then you use your left stick to steer, and then like square is like your brake or whatever. Then if you hold square in R2, it's like power slide or power braking or whatever. So it, like at first when you're trying it, it's a little weird because you kind of want to hop into that combat mode just to slow down. But then when you try to round corners, it doesn't help you very much.
Right.
So you'll have these moments where you're chasing somebody and it gets a little confusing at first. But like once you get used to it, it gets pretty smooth. So, yeah, I didn't like it at first, but it's growing on me. I kind of like the driving.
Did you ever play Sleeping Dogs?
Yeah.
Did you like the driving in that game? Do you remember? Has it been too long?
It's been a while, but I do remember it being annoying.
Yeah. That was one of my pet peeves with the game was the controls are crap when you're driving compared to like Grand Theft Auto's got good control, so
yeah.
To hear that it's on par with that, that's a good sign.
That's the only reason I said they were like comparable is because like when you're first driving in GTA, you're like, you know, messing up all over the place, running into other cars or whatever.
Right, it's kind of the same thing. Controls. But like
the thing with the Batmobile, I call it the Tankmobile because it's like this version of the Batmobile is like a fusion of several Batmobiles. It's like the Tumbler from the movies, but then it's like the Batmobile from the animated, well, not the animated series, the,
it's a Frankenstein mobile.
Yeah, it really is, man. Like, there's all kinds of stuff attached to it. So, but it's like, it's really fun to drive because there's really no penalty into running into stuff. And like, you can run through columns and break them completely. Like, the environment's semi-destructible. So it's kind of cool to watch the Batmobile, like, crash through storefronts and, you know, different things like that. But it's after you get used to it, it's fun. It's not bad at all.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah, but would you recommend going out and buying this game? Like,
oh hell yeah, definitely. Like if you're a fan of Batman at all, or if you played any of the previous games, there's no reason not to get this game.
So it's definitely worth the $60 buy.
It's definitely worth the $60 buy. Right on. It's very big. There's a lot to do. There's tons of side quests. There's a lot of characters to meet. They have all kinds of unlockables, like, you know, concept art, character bios, all kinds of stuff. So there's plenty of stuff to do. It's not like it's a game that you're going to be done with, like The Order. It's not like The Order where you pick it up, you expect a ton, and then it's like 4 hours worth of content.
Right.
Not like that at all. This game will keep you busy for a good while. Good while.
So, and you mentioned The Order. That's one of the games I'm going to play this week while I'm off. So The Order, I want to get through that. I want to get through The Evil Within.
And yeah, that's another good one.
I want to get through State of Decay, the DLCs. I played the base game, but I haven't got through the DLC. So I got a lot of gaming to do in these next 9 days. So, I mean, we got a vacation to do, but I'm taking my gaming stuff with me so I can keep my priorities straight, you know?
Yeah, that order will only take about 4 hours of your time. So
oh, right on. Maybe I can talk the wife into letting me play while she drives. I can just finish there that on go. The drive.
Say, man. You get done with it before you get to where you're going. That way you just, you know, clear up your free time for everything else that's more important.
Right, right. But yeah, I still got to watch the Man with Iron Fist video, the Blu-ray you let me borrow. I got to watch that yet. That's the only one I haven't watched yet. So I know we mentioned that in our fighting theme podcast. So that's why I wanted to check that one out because you had it.
Yeah, it's good. Speaking of movies, since we just went ahead and got onto that, which I'm kind of glad we did.
Yeah.
The Jurassic World, I took my family to go see it. It was good. I liked it.
Good.
Chris Pratt did an awesome job as a trying to be like a more serious type character. At first, I didn't think I was going to be able to take him serious in a more straight kind of role, you know, where he's not trying to be comedic all the time. I mean, he had his moments, obviously. There was things in there that he said that was pretty funny. But he was like a genuine, like, kind of like Dr. Grant in the first Jurassic Park, you know, where he had.
Now, where does it, sorry, does this, is this like a reboot of the first? I pretty much haven't.
No, this is a direct continuation of all the other movies because, at one point, you find out that the new park is built on top of the old one.
Okay, gotcha.
So there's actually a few scenes where you
spoilers for anybody.
Yeah, spoilers. Sorry. No, I mean, it's not giving.
It's not like giving. Yeah, the,
It's not taken away from the plot or the arc or anything like that. It's just one of those things where they
probably announced this stuff before the movie came out. I just didn't read up on it.
Right. But it's really cool, like, to go back, because it's like, you know, for people that are our age or, you know, even a little bit older, when you go back to remembering the first movie, it kind of sparks a little nostalgia because you're like, oh man, that's kind of cool. But there's just a couple locations from the original park that, a couple of the characters revisit, and they're like, oh, this is the, you know, you know that they know that it's from the original park.
Nice.
And, it's pretty cool to see, you know, revisit. And then one of the new dinosaurs in the movie from the movie stomps his way through there looking for him. And it's cool. It's just really good. It's a good movie. We watched it in 3D. We didn't watch it in IMAX 3D, but it was just as good. The kids had a blast because they never really got to see a movie like that where, you know, the creatures are popping out at you, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
So, like, I got to see my kids, like, you know, sink back in their seats, and when the dinosaurs popped up, and, you know, when their mouths were all wide open at the camera angle and everything. So it was kind of cool. It was really neat. But I think they did a hell of a job. Was it better than, like, Avengers and stuff? I would say no, because I really like the Avengers.
Right.
But it's definitely worth the price of admission, in my opinion.
Are you going to add this one to your Blu-ray collection?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, nice. I actually felt bad because I should have went to, like, Walmart or wherever they got them, you know, the originals for, like, $7 on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
But I haven't picked those up yet. But this one I'll definitely probably pick up.
Good, good.
Because it was my kid's first Jurassic Park movie in the theater, you know. So it's something that they'll remember in the same way that we remember the first Jurassic Park movie when we saw it.
Yeah.
So.
And I actually did see it in theater. That's kind of cool.
I did too.
I say one of the first movies I remember seeing in theater was with my grandma, and it was Stargate.
Stargate?
Yeah.
Dang, son.
Yeah, that was a good one. I liked it.
The very one of the ones that I remember, and I know there's probably others, but one of the fondest movie memories I'll always have is when my dad took me. It was just me and him. We just had a day together. I was like, oh, God, I don't even remember the age, but the first Ninja Turtle movie.
Oh, gotcha.
It was just me and my dad, and he took me to go see the Ninja Turtle movie, just the two of us, and it was pretty freaking cool. So that was, like, one of my earliest movie memories. And I actually, my dad took us to see Stargate in the theaters when that came out, too, and that's just because my dad, like, he was not the typical, like, Hispanic guy. Like, he liked sci-fi stuff, and you know, he was kind of nerdy about, like, Star Trek and Star Wars. And, you know, of course, like, some of his other brothers, like, especially one of his younger brothers was really into it, too. But he was just like, oh, you know, it's like interdimensional travel and da-da-da-da-da and stuff that I wouldn't expect my dad to say.
Right.
You know, he's like, man, Kurt Russell looks badass. You know, like, all right, macho nerd.
Right.
But it was really cool. So, like, I always remember us going to the movies and stuff and having my mom share the popcorn and, you know, all that, this, that, the other. But it's kind of cool, you know, now that I'm a dad, being able to have these same kind of memories with, like, rebooted versions of the movies that we grew up with. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah. Like I said before, it's not a reboot of the series. It's actually a direct continuation, but it's, like, for a whole new generation.
Right.
You know, kind of like how they did with Transformers and the new Ninja Turtle movies and, you know, stuff like that. So I kind of appreciate that. At first, I wasn't about the remakes. I don't know. How did you feel about, like, remakes of stuff that was from, like, the 80s and 90s?
I'm okay with it, to be honest. Yeah. You know, I kind of like to see them add a little something different to it. You know, put your own twist on it. Don't just put new faces on old characters, you know?
Right.
So
sometimes they've gotten them wrong, obviously.
Right.
Like, I was hyped for the new Nightmare on Elm Street, and then I saw it, and I wasn't as hyped about it anymore.
Yeah.
Only because, like, not to take away from Jackie Earle Haley, the guy who played Freddy. He's also the guy who does Rorschach in The Watchmen. But they just, I don't feel like it had that same feel. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The original Nightmare on Elm Street was, like, 20 times bloodier and 20 times, like, freakier, just because, like, the way Robert Englund portrayed Freddy was, like, he's just the uber creeper. You know what I mean? Like, he was, like, creepy to the point where it was scary. he's definitely one of those guys you don't want to have your girlfriend's parents meet. So, the remakes and stuff of movies like from like RoboCop and Ninja Turtles and stuff like that, I don't mind. I feel like they were good enough to warrant this generation of young people having that kind of experience. You know, it'll never be the same because 80s stuff versus now was way more graphic.
Right.
Way more graphic. But I still feel like people need to know about RoboCop and Ninja Turtles and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But, yeah, what else is on your mind, man? We didn't really have anything planned, so...
Yeah, it's in, like...
We have to follow.
Like we said at the beginning of the show, it's kind of in that post E3 drought, so there's not... Everyone came out with all their big guns right at E3, so it'll be a couple of weeks where we get more news-worthy stuff. So, yeah, I'm just, like I said, I'm looking forward to this vacation. I'm going to play through some games on my backlog and finish some shit, man.
Yeah. Actually, there is one thing that I remembered from IGN. Apparently, Bungie is apologizing to all its Destiny fans for the quote-unquote controversy surrounding the Taken King DLC that they got coming out in September.
Yeah.
I want to say from the way that I heard the guy talking about it, and I'll have to go back and look for sure just to confirm, but I think that Bungie is dropping the price from 40 to 20 for all of us that have bought the first two DLCs and owns a physical copy of the game already.
Nice.
So, well, not just a physical copy, but those of us that already own the game.
Right, right, whether it's digital or physical.
Right, right. So I think that's what it said. I'll have to look it up just to, you know, reconfirm.
It could be what you wanted it to say, but
yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely, you know, $40 is a lot for an expansion.
It really is, especially for just one.
I mean, unless it's a Blizzard expansion, then it's expected.
Right. I guess. I don't know. I don't do Blizzard or whatever. But, yeah, I want to say that was the thing that was going on that was kind of a huge deal because everybody was like, you know, not taken at all with the Taken King. They were like, $40, that's way too much.
Yeah.
So, actually, let me just go ahead and rattle off a little bit, right, that I got in front of me.
Yep.
So, it says... tonight the developer published an early part one of its usual weekly update apologizing for the awkward Eurogamer interview and explaining that existing players can get the new items, the three specific class emotes, which is like, if you play Destiny, how your character dances or waves or whatever. So there's, those three specific class emotes, three color schemes for the armor, so like different shaders or whatever, and three exotic class items. By shelling out $20 for an upgrade Bungie or an upgrade bundle, it will put on sale September 15th. So I don't know if that means that's $20 for the whole thing or what the deal is.
Yeah.
Now that I'm reading it, it almost seems like you can get the additional stuff that they were offering people for buying the bundle for an additional $20.
Which that kind of sucks.
If that's the case, that's more shitty.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, E3 Bungie announced Taken King expansion. Explained this morning, didn't go over very well. One of the main reasons that aside from the $40 price of the expansion, Bungie made exclusive downloadables that only people buying the complete game as part of the new collector's edition can get. So, yeah.
Fuck you, Bungie. Fuck
Bungie, right in the ass. Okay, so this is the deal, people, now that I'm actually reading it. So the Taken King DLC for Destiny is going to be $40. Shitty. On top of that, they were offering exclusive things that you could only get if you bought the complete package, which is like $70. Okay, and the complete package entails the game, the core game, the two expansions that are already out right now, plus the Taken King expansion coming out. So if you bought the $70 one or $80, I can't remember what it is now, but if you bought that version, you get exclusive stuff for free.
Yeah, so they're fucking everybody else that already had the game.
Yeah, if you already have the game and bought the season pass, which included the two previously available expansions, they're going to fuck you in the ass even more.
And make you pay $20 for it.
Yeah, if you pay $20, you get the stuff that they're giving away for free for the
late adopters.
Yeah, the complete game that they have coming out. So, fuck your apology, Bungie. I do not accept. You can kiss my ass. You can just go to hell with your bullshit.
Yeah, that is shitty, man. So, I did just I refreshed our PlayStation blog website here to see if they posted the free games for next month. They haven't posted it yet. So stay tuned to our Facebook page. If they do post it, I'll get it up there. But they do have the Xbox Gold games listed for next month. And they are, for 360, you get Gears of War 3 and Assassin's Creed Black Flag. And then for Xbox One, you're getting Plants vs. Zombies and So Many Me, which is a game that is not out yet. So whenever that comes out, you get it free with Games with Gold. And they had a talk with someone from Xbox. I think it was Phil Spencer or somebody. But they said that they will have two new games every month on the Xbox One. I wonder what caused that to come up.
What was the one that they released for the last 3 months in a row?
Pool Nation FX.
So everybody that is an Xbox Gold member can now look forward to Pool Nation and Pool Nation 2 every month.
Right. But you're supposed to get two new games. So from now on, you won't get the same game the following month.
Oh, so I used to incorrect you. You get Pool Nation 2 and Pool Nation 3.
Right, yeah. That's and then the month after, you get 4 and 5. But yeah, that Pool Nation game, I don't even think I downloaded it. So there's 3 months in a row I got robbed a game. Two months.
Bungie can lick my balls.
Ball sack.
Both my balls. In the sack.
At the same time.
And lick my taint too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm kind of pissed off about this.
Yeah, that is really shitty, man. That is really frustrating.
Just for $20 for dance moves, waving or whatever.
And fucking skins.
Shaders and
rare items. There was like three rare items or something.
Class items, which are basically decorative items that you don't need. Not like it's anything important like armor or weapons or anything like that. $20 fucking.
$20. Yeah. You expect that from a free-to-play game, not a game you pay $60 for, and then pay $20 or however much you pay for a season pass. I don't even remember how much the season pass was.
It was like $40 for the season pass.
Yeah. So you already invested $100 in the game, and they come out with a complete game edition for somebody else, and they get all the stuff free, and then they're like, oh, you can get it too, but you got to pay $20 more. That's kind of shitty. There's got to be a way to say, okay, you've already had this game. You got the expansions. Here's this stuff for free as well. That's like a big slap in the face, man.
It's like a big slap in the face with a huge dick.
Yeah, it sucks.
I mean, unless you like that kind of thing, then I guess you'll be happy.
Yeah, I mean, I'd frown upon it.
Anyway.
But yeah, besides that shitty news, man, I really don't have anything else to add. I think that's all I got, Dave.
I'm pretty done for now.
So, what do we do when we see a Bungie guy on the ground?
Oh, double tap the shit out of his ass.
Right? Hell yeah.
So yeah, when you come across that horde of zombies.
Or that big boss. Like the way I say boss.
Or any member of the Bungie team.
Double tap.
Just, you know, triple tap if it's from Bungie.
Sorry for all the bad news there at the end, guys.
Yeah, my bad. I don't mean to ruin your day.
Don't kill the messenger.
Boobs are good.
Yeah, those are very nice.
Boobs make me happy.
Boob therapy.
Boob therapy. Aroma boob therapy. Yeah, like incense or incest.
Incest.
incense that smells like boobies.
I don't think I want to go to that one.
What about incest that smells like boobies? I'm partially sleepy, people. Leave me alone.
It's all right, Dave.
Sometimes it takes me a couple times of fucking up a word before I realize I was right the first time.
Right. Oh, hell yeah. Now we're done recording.